Hey members, Zach here. This week we've got an Easter treat for you. Myself and Cam got to sit down with Max Mitchell, who is an offensive lineman out of the University of Louisiana Lafayette. We got to chat about Max's journey from going from a two-star recruit out of high school with minimal offers to becoming one of the best linemen in the country, and now looking forward to his preparations for the draft and getting ready for the NFL. We also got a chance to chat about his experience rooming with an Aussie at college and some of the Australian delicacies he got to try and which ones he enjoyed. So look, sit back and relax, and we really hope you enjoy wrapping your ears around this one.
Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time!
So welcome back to another episode of the Gridiron Guys. You've got myself and Cam again, as always. But look, we're just here to introduce a very special guest, Max. He's our first American guest on a show about American football. So it's about time we got someone from over there to come on. How you going, Max?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah. So look, as always, before we jump into all things football, do you want to tell us a bit more about, you know, Max, the individual, and growing up in North Louisiana?
Yeah, originally, you know, from Monroe, Louisiana, little northeast corner of Louisiana, you know, kind of a small town, grew up, you know, had two stepbrothers and a little sister, and went to high school at Neville High School up there in Monroe, and didn't start varsity football until my senior year of high school. You know, just didn't have the physical prowess yet, hadn't grown into my body yet. And didn't have many college offers until late senior year. So UL, University of Louisiana, was my best offer by far. And with, you know, some of my family living down in Lafayette, it was a really easy decision to get down there. And so went down there to Lafayette, which is 3 hours south of Monroe, and developed, and, you know, here we are.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you mentioned, you didn't really play much football growing up, but did you have many other sports, or were you fairly athletic younger, or was it just, as you said, just something, you know, puberty hit and you were just big boy?
No, I did everything I got my hands on. I played, you know, baseball, basketball, a lot of golf, just soccer. I mean, whatever I could get my hands on, and did whatever.
Absolutely. And I suppose you just mentioned, like, you went to high school and you said you didn't really start till your senior year. Did you sort of play along the line the whole time, or were you sort of chopping, changing between positions throughout high school?
Yeah. I was on the offensive line the whole time. I was just skinny. you know, I didn't have much weight on me. I was just kind of a stick. I was only weighing, you know, this is a pretty big guy. I was like 240, 250, but wasn't very strong, you know, hadn't really reached my maturity level yet. So senior year is when I kind of started to fill out and started to feel a little bit stronger.
Yeah. So, I mean, coming out of high school, you did mention, you know, you went sort of is that sort of hometown college, but did you have sort of many other offers from sort of any other schools around town or any other D1 programs?
No, I didn't even have offers out of my hometown college, ULM. Didn't have them. The only offers I had was this college called Millsaps College, which is just an hour east of Monroe. A couple of D2, you know, colleges in Arkansas that wanted me, one of them being a family member. So it was kind of a thing. But, you know, that was it. You know, one of the coach who actually recruited me to UL went to my high school, was from Monroe, played ball at LSU, and it was in coaching there at UL then. So he was recruiting my area and, you know, visited my high school and saw some potential in me, thank God.
Yeah, absolutely. So a pretty easy decision in the end for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was an easy one.
So yeah, your first year of college, you sort of came into the team rotating across the O-line in all the games. What was it like for you to shift from high school football to college?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. That first summer, you know, you come in, and I came in with two other O-linemen, and we were just kind of, you know, ready for anything. We didn't really know what to expect. But it was definitely a change of pace, a pace of play. A lot faster. All the guys are bigger, stronger. You know, everybody's a good player, similar to the jump to NFL. But, you know, it was crazy. You know, you're just trying to get by. You're a freshman again. So you go from being a senior back to the freshman. So you were just trying to hold on and get it done, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose we looked at your first year, like those first four games, you had Mississippi State, Alabama. That's a sort of baptism by fire there.
Well, yeah, I was kind of a wet noodle out there just holding on, trying my best. You know, I didn't expect to play much freshman year. And my two roommates, who were the guys who I came in with, they were redshirted. So I was kind of shocked that, you know, I was getting a chance to travel and do all those things. So it was kind of cool to be able to do it though.
Yeah. And I mean, how did you find it? Like, obviously, all the football side of it, but then obviously, you know, you're living in college and things like that. Was it tough to sort of, you know, have your life sort of sorted and then have football sorted as well?
Yeah, it was crazy. So, you know, it was cool. My roommate at the time was actually from Australia. He was our punter, Reese Burns. So he was rooming with me. So we were traveling together. He was a starter that year too. So, you know, we were kind of in that together, you know, rolling through college first time. I mean, it was a cool experience to be able to have somebody with you that was actually traveling. You know, I had my O-line buddies, but it was like your roommates with you. So you're kind of just, you're with a buddy.
Yeah, that's very cool. So you got to show him around, show him what Louisiana's all about.
Yeah, I did. That was fun. My grandmother actually lives in town in Lafayette. So, you know, anytime she cooks, I'd bring him and, you know, I'd get to show him all the cuisine and the culture of Louisiana. It was really cool.
So good.
Yeah. Do you have any sort of favorite recipes that are worth shouting out?
I mean, I wish I knew the recipes off the top of my head. Etouffee, gumbo, boudin, anything. I mean, anything you look up that you know, might think is weird Cajun, it's probably really good.
Yeah, 100%. That's what we've heard, a lot of good things about Louisiana food. I mean, I've been in New Orleans, but I haven't really seen the rest of Louisiana.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Any chance you get, if you're down in New Orleans or somewhere else, try some food.
Absolutely. I guess, like, did you start to lock down that offensive tackle spot in your freshman year, or did it, like, when you got to your sophomore year?
Yeah, I was just a co-starter or rotator freshman year, still learning the playbook and stuff. And the guy ahead of me was a redshirt junior, so he'd kind of had some season on him. So I wasn't probably going to take it unless I just blew it out of the water freshman year. Sophomore year, I put on like 10, 15 pounds and, you know, I had the playbook down. And so that fall camp, I ended up taking the starting role.
Yeah, because you can sort of see your sophomore and junior year, you guys really started to hit your potential. And it looked like that O-line really laid a platform for one of the best running games in the nation. You know, did you put that down to the experience, you know, having a couple of years under your belt? Or did you just feel that, like, you just managed to just start going really well and just go, I'm in my groove here?
Yeah. I think it was a little bit of both. One of those reasons also is that right side, I was playing left tackle at the time, the right tackle was Robert Hunt, who's a starter right guard for the Dolphins now. And the right guard was Kevin Dotson, the starting left guard for the Pittsburgh Steelers now. And the center was Cole Prudhomme, who was a fourth-year senior, started 2 years and was real seasoned. And left guard was, you know, four-year senior or five-year senior Ken Marks, who played with me for two more years. So we had some experience, and I was finally kind of grown into my body and kind of had things rolling. And our team just kind of matured at the same time. We had a good little stint right there. It was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like, I suppose your coach, Billy Napier, do you put it down to sort of building the culture there as well?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. He came in. I was his first recruiting class in 2018, and he transformed the program. I mean, you know, he came in and kind of put us under Alabama law. You know, he had been with Alabama and had seen how Saban had done it, and his whole staff had kind of been with him in a similar situation. So everybody bought in, and we got to rolling.
Yeah, right. Did you expect him to sort of move when he moved to Florida? Like, is he sort of, because he built that name and, like, with you guys getting such a good record, did you expect him to move to some of those programs?
I did. I'm actually surprised we made it that long. I was glad that he stayed and wanted to get that conference championship with us. Grateful to have him my 4 years for sure.
Yeah. So looking at your finally into senior season, that was absolutely massive. If we can just rattle off some achievements, you know, you had about 870 snaps at right tackle, allowing only 3 sacks, 13 pressures and 0 holding penalties. You know, you were ranked by PFF as the best OT in college football, your first team All-American, third team American Press All-American, first team All-Sunbelt. You know, you had a 13-1 season as well with the Sunbelt champs and the bowl win at the Superdome. Did you just feel like everything, you know, that year you guys were just basically unstoppable? Did it just feel like no one could touch you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was crazy. You know, we had all – we'd all been there and built the program. You know, it was a lot of vets returning. We knew, you know, what we were out to do, what we were set out to do. I don't know. We all kind of had a feeling Billy was, you know, this was kind of been the last season for Billy. And you know, we really just wanted to get out there and get that conference championship. That was really what we were going for, especially running the table. Unfortunately, we lost that opener to Texas, which is, you know, a stain. But other than that, I think we did out what we wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I could say, would that be your favorite part of your career there? Like that, because I suppose you went to the Sun Belt Championship, was it three times?
Yeah, three times. Actually, yeah, I mean, really four, but 2020 was canceled. Coastal Carolina had a outbreak and, you know, whatever. That comes with it. But to finally get to win it on home turf was, like, unbelievable. That was definitely my crowning achievement.
Absolutely. So I guess leaving the program, do you feel like you left UL football in a better place than when you got there?
Oh, 100%. I'm so proud of what we did the past 4 years. And, you know, there's still guys there still building it. I mean, with the new coaches staff, Coach Desimo, who took over, I mean, he's a quality coach, quality man. You know, it's definitely in a better spot than when we found it.
Yeah. So, and I think finishing up on your college career, you received an invite to the Senior Bowl. What was the experience like working with, you know, the other top linemen and going up against some of the best D linemen in the country?
I think that was crucial for kind of my recruiting process now, to be able to kind of get with a NFL coaching staff. I was coached by the Lions staff. And so to be able to get in a room with those guys that are going to be in the league with me and to have kind of a coaching style and playbook of, you know, the NFL caliber and getting a little bit of my feet wet was awesome. Really cool experience. It was kind of a grueling one. I'll tell you that it was not a slouch week. We were busy from 6 to 11 every day. So, what they don't tell you, you interview with all 32 teams there. You go in like this convention center across from the hotel, and they're just booths set up of all teams. And, you know, they may do a questionnaire. They may, you know, want you to draw a play up from your playbook or something, or just talk to you. So you're doing that for like 4 solid hours. So it was a grueling week, but I learned a lot. It was great to get out there with like that talent, that NFL talent. So it was cool.
Yeah, I was wondering, we've seen some of the footage there. Like, who were some of the best D linemen or hardest ones you went up against at the Senior Bowl, or even in your career, I suppose?
Yeah, those dudes at the Senior Bowl, you know, all of them are like the star college players. So it was cool. I mean, some of the good guys. I remember a good end was Jermaine Johnson. He was out of Florida State. I know he kicked my ass a couple of times. A couple other guys. I mean, Logan Hall was out there. He was my roommate that week. He was on the other team, so I got to play him a little bit on that Saturday game. He was a good D lineman. The linebacker from LSU was pretty good. I can't remember his name, but
I'm trying to think. Yeah,
I mean, they were all pretty good out there. You know, they're all quality dudes, and it was good to get that competition.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, as you said, you got to meet with all 32 teams. Was there any that sort of stood out or took serious notice of you at the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, so the Jets, like y'all kind of mentioned earlier, took serious, inquiry of me. So did the Seahawks. The Seahawks took me aside a couple times. But, you know, a couple other ones might be the Chargers. They took a little bit, but, you know, all of them have their due diligence on you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, the last couple of months have probably been, you know, dedicated to the NFL Combine and your pro day and getting ready for that. You know, what's that experience been like?
Yeah, man, we started on the 2nd of January. So we got started right after the new year. I went out to Frisco, Texas, just north of Dallas, and, you know, got to work with like 10 other guys. I got to work with Evan Neal, Trevor Penning.
Yeah.
Charles Cross, all these top guys, a bunch of other names too. But it was just linemen. It was good to get out there, get with some good tackles, good guards, couple centers, and work with a quality team. I mean, Duke Manyweather was kind of our skill coach, position coach, and the facility, Sports Academy, was just top notch. I mean, it was probably the nicest facility I'd ever seen. You know, just nutrition, weights, you know, speed coaching from Les Spellman. I mean, it was just an incredible experience overall. I think, yeah, those couple months like pre-combine were awesome. They were cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw you like that. Yeah, it's an unbelievable experience. I suppose growing up as a kid, you would have seen it going on. Like I can't imagine, like you probably don't imagine yourself being there, but once you're there, it's crazy. I did see you talk about saying the first few days of the combine, you just sit around getting tested like all day. I suppose that's something we don't see as the public. You just see the stuff on the field. Like, is it just you sitting around all day?
Yeah. So, you know, like the first day you get there, you kind of interview, you go through like a screening, a health process. You go get your vision checked, what else do you do? I mean, they kind of just want to do a full medical eval on you. I mean, I got my bone density measured. Yeah. I did like probably 3 hours of MRIs, which included like 6.5 hours of just waiting at the hospital, you know, because everybody's got to do the same thing. So the hospital is just loaded. And so, you know, they do that. And then on top of that, they'll bring you in for meetings. So you may have like a 10:30 PM scheduled meeting with the Bears or somebody. And you just got to make that. So it's kind of crazy. It's a loaded process.
Yeah, that's huge. And I mean, they talk about sort of the interviews as well, sometimes coming across a bit strange questions. Were there any some really weird questions that the teams asked you?
Not at the combine. The only really like weird question I got was from the Packers, and they just asked me what my spirit animal was. So like that was the only thing that that kind of threw me off. And other than that, it was pretty much most of the same stuff. It was kind of just, you know, we want to get to know you and, you know, what questions that kind of want to know what makes you tick, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair. I suppose you mentioned the Jets, and we're hoping sort of our teams are keeping an eye on you. Is there any others that you are like you think are probably keeping more tabs on you than others, or you're going to do visits within the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, so I actually visited with the Raiders maybe a week ago. And follow that up with a visit to Carolina. So those two teams definitely keeping tabs on me. Love the Raiders. I like the staff. You know, Carolina was also pretty cool. But other than that, I got a call from the Steelers today to verify my draft phone number. So if that means anything, you know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I've seen online there's a fair bit of chat. A lot of Steelers fans want you going there.
Yeah, just a fair bit. My Instagram and whatnot.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, I mean, it's a bit of a wild ride, isn't it? We know that two of your former teammates on the O-line, you know, you sort of mentioned Dotson and Hunt, you know, they're doing big things in the NFL. Did playing along with them and seeing them make it to the next level, did that sort of give you that confidence to sort of know that you could actually make it and this could actually become a reality?
Oh, 100%. You know, I got a good solid 2 years of playing time with them and just kind of got to be around them and see what kind of person they are. And, you know, after they got drafted and my playing time kind of started to become a reality that I could, you know, be in the NFL, I kind of just started asking questions and getting some answers that was like, okay, I can do this. You know, this isn't going to be so bad. So for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose you've Robert Hunt sort of done some big things with the almost scoring a touchdown. So got a little bit to live up to there.
I was looking at that the other day. That was one of the craziest plays I've ever seen. Like of all my years watching football, that's probably the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was 100%. Hard. I'm a Ravens fan, so it was hard for me watching him. I was like, oh, please don't score. But at the same time, I wanted him to score it.
Oh, yeah. I was watching it live and I had to look. I was like, that's Robert. I was like, there is no way that is Robert, the guy that I played with, is doing that right there. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So I suppose talking about other guys you played with that are on NFL rosters now, Trey Regis, Raymond Calais, and especially Elijah Mitchell. Like, I mean, the line was a big reason that they had such success in college. Did you expect Elijah to have such an impact and like a massive impact in his rookie year? Did you know?
No, I mean, I knew he was going to do great things. I didn't know, you know, the leagues, you never know. I didn't know if he was going to come out and start or be a, you know, a rotating guy. But for him to come out and be that prolific runner that he was this year was awesome to watch. I mean, I couldn't have been prouder for or happier for the guy. It was cool. It was cool seeing him because I know what kind of guy he is. And, you know, he's such a hard runner and stuff like that. It was cool to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they've done well. And I assume – can they owe a bit of their success to your blocking? You know, they probably owe you by the sounds of it.
Yeah, they know, you know, the running backs, they get it.
Yeah, I was going to say we ended up, like I know you mentioned before, you lived with an Australian guy your first few years. We sent him a message the other day just to see if there's anything we could ask. The only thing he said is to ask you about Milo, Caramello, Koalas and Fosters. Is there anything you say about those?
Yeah, we hammered the Milos his first year. We were living in the dorm. Every time his mom would send him something, you know, she'd send him a big old gallon of Milo and I would just hammer it. The caramel koalas, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, every time he gets Australian candy, he sends me some of those. They're my favorite, 100%. Good stuff.
Yeah, we might have to send you a sneaky little draft package, something for that.
Yeah, the Tim Tams too. I'm on the Tim Tams pretty heavy. They're pretty good.
Yeah. At least they didn't try and get you into the Vegemite or whatever. Did you have some of that?
I did have some of that. Just as an American, I thought it was okay. You know, I didn't think it was disgusting, but I was like, okay.
No, it's all right. I never rated it either. It's a weird thing. People go in and they're like, oh, it's just like chocolate, but it's really nothing like it, is it?
Do you have to put butter on it? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you do. I feel like without it, it's not so good.
Yeah, for sure.
What was it? Well, I guess what was it like living with the Aussie? Like, I suppose it's just a different experience for you growing up, I suppose, not knowing many Australians. Really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. I mean, he got there maybe a day or two before I did. So when I moved in, there was, you know, bags of stuff in the other room. And I was like, I went in there and I saw his bag and stuff. I was like, oh, they didn't move this other guy out. They didn't move a student out. I didn't know that he was there. And so, yeah, I met him and I was like, holy shit, this guy's Australian. This is going to be pretty cool. So, you know, coming from like Monroe, Louisiana, this small Louisiana town, mm-hmm. It was really cool to get like worldwide exposure, you know. It was awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's wild. So I mean, I'm sort of looking towards the future. Have you got any plans for the draft and draft day?
Yeah, I'll be in Dallas, Texas with my family. You know, my uncle lives there and so does my dad. So gonna have some few friends and family out there for like day two, I think, you know, we'll see what happens after that. They ship you out pretty quick after that. So we'll probably be packed up, ready to go after that.
Yeah, that's very cool. So I suppose I've been looking and there's mock drafts coming left, right and center. You're going anywhere from day two to wherever. Is there any, like, I know you're, I'm assuming you're a Saints fan.
Yes.
Is there anywhere you want it? Like, is there anywhere you'd like to land or you don't really care? You're happy to go wherever and you know, you're going to work hard to get there.
I'd be happy with wherever, you know, if the Saints do end up taking me, I mean, that would be unbelievable. It'd be kind of a childhood dream come true and all my, you know, Monroe friends and family would absolutely love that.
Yeah.
But I'd be happy wherever, you know, get to start new city. I think it'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, look, thanks Max for coming on. We really appreciate you chatting. It's been really a pleasure. Absolutely. And look, we look forward to draft day and, you know, for all the success going forward. And we're hopefully, you know, once, you know, in the future, maybe we'd love to get you back on and talk about the NFL experience.
Absolutely. No, I'd love to. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks for letting us in your crib. It's been real.